Is left off with two observations, one from the Sugya Maseches Pesachim, one from the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, and they're both pointing in the same direction. It is absolutely clear that if a person is Makadish and Isha with a Dover Asa Bano, the woman is Einu Kedushis. The Gemara in our Sugya was only talking about the lower level of the Sahana, the Ashanom and the Rabbana, and even that the Gemara says Einu Kedushis, and the Mishnah Kedushin, which rattles off 6, 7, 8 different Yisur HaNah. Clearly, there's nothing unique about any one of those. These are all just examples of regular Klal Yisur HaNah. Therefore, we can say with quite certainty, based on both Sugyas by us, the Sugyas and Kedushin, the Kaddish Yisur HaNah and the Kedushin. Why that's so is a little bit more controversial. So we go back to everything we spoke about for the last couple of weeks. According to the view of the Ravid, Yisur HaNah don't belong to you. It's an easy answer. According to the Ptosis version of the Ritva, Yisur HaNah do belong to you, but they're in a b'shuso, so it's a little bit more difficult, but we can explain that also, that if it's in a b'shuscha, then you can't affect transfer of ownership of the item to the woman, therefore the man, that's not a kidding kasef. And even according to those who deny both of those principles, who assume Yisur HaNah are yours and b'shuso, etc., the condition still falls short, was ultimately it's not sheva pruta. We said the very end of the shiur yesterday, this is of course assuming that the value of an item is not being determined by the non-Jewish sources. It's being determined in the world of halacha. The davar ha'asubanah has no shavu to it. Doesn't have any value to it. Now, why exactly that's so is a little bit tricky. And I would say we're going to leave it for the next sugya. I don't know whether the next sugya is going to happen. Probably left of before the summer event begins. So we'll have to see. Whether we'll try maybe in the next week to kind of fine tune that point a little bit. But the basic din, everyone agrees to, three different understandings as to why that should be so. Is there enough communal dina between the three reasons? At the end of the day, our law is clearly the same. Does it really make much of a difference whether we go down the route of Enu Shalom, the route of Enu Bishuso, the route of Enu Shavapruta? So this really sets the stage for a very famous question that almost all the Rishonim are bothered with. And there are different nuances of answers in the Rishonim. Everyone has to address this question. Different nuances as to what precisely the answer is and how one does address this question or what possible answers one gives to this question are going to ultimately depend on much of what we've been talking about. So let's take a look at the third of the Ramakamos. It's a Ramban. Ramban was an execution on the Mishnah that speaks about Enim Kodesh's place we know. It's the last, second to last line of the Ramban, the end of the third of the Ramakamos. V'ikashe, v'rei kolam yisrofen Ephron Mutter, says Ramban, wait a second. Why is it so simple that you can't be Mekadosh Isha with a Davar Asav HaNah? We know already that many of Yisuri HaNah, if you would burn the Yisuri HaNah, now you would have a pile of ashes. You could use those ashes. Which Yisuri HaNah do we say the Ephor is Mutter and which are our servants? Mara, at the end of the Masechus Tura, elaborates and tells us, Kol HaNisrofen Ephron Mutter, Kol HaNikbarin Ephron Hasur. Any one of the Yisuri HaNah that is supposed to be burnt, Kilia Karem, Orla, things of that nature derived from Sukkim, Drushes, whatever the source for different Yisur HaNah that has to be burnt, call me Shrafa and Ephron Mutter, call me Barin. Other Yisur HaNah, where there is no halach of Shrafa, other Yisur HaNah, Bosu B'cholov, Pet Chamors, things of that nature, where you just simply dispose them, dig a hole, throw it into it, get rid of it, call me Barin, Ephron Osu. So comes Rabban and says, on that list in Masechus Kedushin, are all the Yisur HaNah, including the Nisrofen? The Mishnah starts out with the Kaddish Be'orla, the classic Nisrofen. Ask the Ramban, if you're standing under that chuppah and you're about to hand the woman an apple, and the apple is Orla, and when the rabbi asks you under the chuppah, is it worth a pruta? He says, what do you mean, is it worth a pruta? Of course it's worth a pruta. It's not worth a pruta now, but I'll burn it. I'll get myself a pile of ashes. I could sell the ashes for soap, for other things, things that they used to use ashes for, fertilizer, different things they used to use ashes for. So it comes Ramban and says, why isn't she Bikudeshes? So Bishlama, a cheeseburger is also now, that's going to be also in the state of ashes. So you understand what Bikudeshes. But an apple of oil, why not? So answers the Ramban, Yeshulaymar, Hachakisha Ainba Ephrasheva Pruta, says the Ramban, in Okim the Territz. Says the Ramban, that it's only one apple. how much is the whole apple worth, even as an apple? The whole apple's worth 3 prutas altogether. So now you have to make a cheshbon. We're going to burn the apple. We're going to get a spoonful of ashes. The ashes are going to be worth a half a pruta. Says Rabban, that's why Eid Mekadesh is, because we're dealing with something which is Bekoshia Shava Pruta. Once it'll become ashes, it'll be less than Shava Pruta. But says the Rabban, Luyitsuya, that you have an entire bag of apples. The apples are going for 100 prutas. And now, quickly under the chuppah, wait, we need someone to evaluate the price of the ashes of the apples. And lo and behold, 100 apples will be worth 5 prutas when they're made into a pile of ashes. Guess what, says the Rabban? So when the Mishnah says Makadosh Baruch Hu Mekadesh, it just means it's a general rule. Most of the time, it's not going to be worth the pruta in the ashes. But imtum slow, there will be in Hochinah, we should be Mekadesh. The answer to Ramban, that the Mishnah is almost Lav Dafka. Yesterday we said, oh, that Mishnah, that's carried today. That's Chaykhul Yavor, Makadosh be certain and Mekadesh. Most of the time. Nigbarin all the time. It's roughly to be determined case by case, depending on how much ashes will be worth. That's the teretz of the Rambam. So whenever you see a Rishon that offers such a teretz, you know someone's going to argue. There's not even a question. Someone's going to argue. This Sreifa. Exact same question. How can the Mishnah present the Makadosh Ba'ol of a Kilek Minim Kodeshes, all the Kilek Kerimah from the Nisraf, if it's Mutter, for Tirtu B'Toysus? So the Rashba actually attributes this Tirtu to a Toysus. We don't have this Toysus explicitly. We have other Toysus that may be aligned to somewhere else, but about this topic. But the Ramban is saying the Atzmo, so the Rashba is saying in the name of the Balei Toysus. There's always a little bit of a crossover between things that you see in the Ramban and things you see in the Balei Tosfos, because one of the Ramban's Rabbeim was one of the Balei Tosfos. Balei Tosfos lived in northern France and in the Germany area, a very, very different part of Europe. If you look at the map now, it's not like thousands of miles away from where the Ramban lived in Spain, but in the Middle Ages, it could have been another planet. But there was a little bit of a crossover. One of the Talmidim of the was a Talmud of the Ri became ultimately the Rebbe of the Ramban, so he brought it over that style of learning of the Balei Tosfos, and a lot of the kashas of the Balei Tosfos made their way through into Spain. Once they made their way to Spain, to the Beis Medrash of the Ramban, then they spread throughout the Spain, because ultimately the next generation, whether Rabbi Yon and the Rashban and the Ra'an and the Rivan and the Ran later, all the Chachmei Sfarim that we're familiar with. So many of them came from the Spanish of the Ramban. So the worlds of Balei Tosfos and the Rishon Sfarad became merged into one. So comes the Rashba and quotes this Teretz from Tosfos or from the Ramban. That it's exactly a pruta as an apple, and therefore as ashes, it's going to fall short of being worth a pruta. So comes the Rashba and says, I don't like this pruta. Says the Rashba, Mechilas comes the healing about Tosfos, healing of Ramban. I can't believe this Pratt says the Rashba. So they skip down two lines, but with the underlines continue. But in the stomach tani, call him a Kaddish, Kodeshes. So first of all, the Rashba says, we have to argue with this Pratt on textual grounds. The Mishnah says, the Kaddish, Kodeshes. According to the Ramban's Pratt, it is very misleading, because it is not an absolute crystal clear statement that Makadosh Ba'ol Eidim Kodeshes. What it means is you have to go evaluate how much oil is there. You have to go bring in experts who know what the value of a pile of ashes is. And then you have the Paskin, the Yem Kodeshes, and the Shem Kodeshes. So says the Rashba, if I was a Tana writing a Mishnah, I wouldn't say that. I would say Makadosh Ba'ol Im Yesh Be'efer Shem Prutam Kodeshes. Ve'emav Eidim Kodeshes. So the Mishnah just textually is very, very misleading. But then the Rashba says it's worse than that. It's not just that there's almost like something missing from the Mishnah. But oh, do you need to show Hanisko Ktani? The Mishnah says, I'm a Kaddish, Peshor Hanisko, Eina Mekudashis. Peshor Hanisko, Mashma Bekulo, Shiesh Bo Shove, Kama Prutos. Says the, lest you tell me that, no, the Mishnah's talking about very, very small apples. So the Mishnah's talking about small apples, but it's talking about big Shoniskos. Shoniskos are very, very big, very, very fat. So to tell me that the Mishnah is saying you have to figure out on your own. The apple is a molecule of apple. The shardiskel is a big apple. It doesn't sound right from the Mishnah. The ode comes the Rashba, not the Kash. The other guy said, "But the Sefta, I'm a Kaddish by Ashera uperoseh, for Yidachas of Yishma Kulon Api Shemav Gishmid Meimur Kudeshes." That the Sefta says that if you're a Kaddish Yisha with an Ashera, a tree that was worshipped, or you're a Kaddish Yisha with Irani Dachas, things that belong to the city of Irani Dachas, those are all things that are also by now. So those Yisurim of Ashera and Irani Dachas, which are other Zara Isurim, are in a certain sense even more chomer than regular Isurim. Regular Isurim, you're not allowed to be Makadish and Isha with them, but if you're Machor Makadish with them, let's say I take Orla, and I go ahead and I sell Orla to somebody. I'm not supposed to do that. And I got $100 for the Orla. I take the $100 and give it to the woman as Kedushin. So the Mishnah says, Kedushin Tzal. Again, I didn't have Eira. I was Nenem Isurim No, but they sell Isurim No, but B'dievet Isurim No, not Tekis, is the Mayhem. No Isser transfers over to the value of the Isser Enoch. One of the exceptions to that rule is anything which is a Vedazar oriented. More in the end of the Sesclusion, Durashim Sukim, by Inyani of Vedazara, so even Kidesh B'dmeim in Mukadeshis, because of Vedazara is Teufel's Dumb of Minat Torah. So the Tosefta, as examples of this application, that a Vedazara is so chomor that not only is Makadesh B'Vedazara no good, even Makadesh B'dmeim B'Vedazara is no good. So the Tosefta spells out, gives you two examples. One is an Asherah, which is little evidence of Imam's worship too. And the other is Yerni Dachas. The truth is that Yerni Dachas, he didn't worship the property in the Yerni Dachas, but the Torah says that the whole Yerni Dachas becomes like a Berizor. So Yidbav Yelchim Umin Acherim, the Torah uses the word Acherim, which is a term that's usually which is a term that's reserved for a Berizor. So the halacha is that anything that comes to the Yerni Dachas city or the Asherah proper, the all also by non the typhus is dumb of the works disaster, and therefore Makadesh is anima kudeshes. So comes the Rashba and says, Alma, Afa Pisha Elan is Shrafi, even though these are items that are supposed to be burnt. Asherah, Asherahem to Sufun Baish. Those were with us several years ago. We actually did it in Tirek when we burnt that Asherah tree. We filled the mitzvah derais, Asherahem to Sufun Baish. Yuri Dachas, we have not yet had the opportunity to fulfill. Yuri Dachas also, after Baish, Yivish. A share tree. You're not allowed to plant an Asherah or a tree on the Harbais. Oh, but a share tree was in. We had a share tree in Pesach. That was really a share tree. Yeah, no, we didn't get a Harbais. Got from Pesach. It's excellent. A nice place, but Harbais is not. So the din is that it says in the Sefta, if you're Makadosh and Isha, either with an Asherah tree or with the Erni Dachas, or with the money that was used to sell these things across the board, and Mukadesh, even though Yerni Dachas and Asherah Minan Esrafim, there's a mitzvah straight from them, and therefore there's a mitzvah straight from them. V'yesh be'efer yosu b'shava pruta. The Tosefta says the entire Yerni Dachas. It's very hard to imagine that in Yerni Dachas you're going to burn down the entire Yerni Dachas. You're going to get. You get barrels of ashes, and you can't get one measly pruta for it on the market. So you want to tell me a story that I'm a kaddish bit, but Orla and Mukadesh is talking about skidim. We're talking about one apple. Okay, that says that. I don't even know that's true. Says the Rashi, but that will swallow. You want to tell me that I'm a kaddish bit? That is a very, very small city. It's so small that the amount of ashes will be less than for that. Come on, that's a little bit strange. Says the Rashi. That's the Rashi's raya brura kasha tsuma against the Shikas of Pesach, against the Shikas of Ramban, who limited the Mishnah by saying it's talking about Alchemaskin, it's such a small amount. Who are we to even begin to question the Rashba? Lefian is night. I'm not the first one to be married with this. Many great people, much greater than we have been married before. We do not understand the COVID Rosh with the tremendous humility. I don't understand what the Rashba is saying. Bechlal, what the Rashba is talking about. The Rashi was being a raya from Yerni Dachas and Asherah and saying, obviously these are big things, big trees, big cities. These are obviously the ashes are going to be worth much, much more than a pruta. And therefore, if the Ramban is right, that whenever there's a lot of ashes, therefore the condition will be chal, how could the Mishnah Tosefta say in Mukadeshes? The din of kolon is rafin, Ephron Mutter, the cloud, Gadol, Mishnah, Gemara, and Tamura Chazon. There's one exception to that rule. You know what the exception is? In Yoni, Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, B'feirush, the end of Maseches Tamura, Kol HaNisrof, whatever, Chutz Mi HaTzesher, except for the Avodah Zarah things, the Yoni Dachas, that's a share, the Avodah Zarah. That's the exception to the rule of Kol HaNisrof, Nefer Mutar. So what's the Rashba talking about? Because you have this tremendous Yoni Dachas, it's got loads and loads of ashes, affect the Rashba, according to Ramban, the Kedusha should be Chal. No, it shouldn't. The Kedushin is in Chal, because the Afer of the Yoni Dachas is also. So the same Gemara that the Rashba quoted, the Rashba is quoted in Tamura. He's got the Gemara in Tamura, if you shimmy to a Tlam Dhamma in front of him. So,
it's Asur, halachically, but it is Shabbat
Bruta. No, but the premise of the entire Mishnah is that if you're going to go, what you're saying, you're going to be guilty of overkill. So why is Bekash Baal and Mekadeshis? Why do you catch one apple of oil in the Kadeshis? It's worth the pruta. If the yes, the guy has the fruit store, he'll tell you it's worth the pruta. So whatever halachli is not worth the pruta, is al pidei not called the pruta.
The Rashba is objecting to the Ram that we're dealing with practicality, no?
No, well, okay, the Rashba is not asked lumdisha question, so to speak, against the Ramban. He's asking textual questions. He's saying, how can you tell me that the Stam Mishnah is talking about Ruchem Eskid one apple? And then he says, Shua Nisko is clearly a big axe. And now he's saying, and Asher and Yeri Dachas, there's obviously loads of ashes there. So, and still the Mishnah says it's no good. Still the Sefer says it's no good. So all the Acharonim stop the Rashba and say, wait a second, what are you being right? I'd say Asher and Yeri Dachas. Asher and Yeri Dachas, it can be the size of the entire world, and it's still going to be a problem. Because the Eifer is not also the head of Kol Nisrof Nefer Mutar doesn't apply to it. Doesn't apply to a share. That's the cash against the Rashba. Shuanisko is Benedict Bard anyway. So the question for Shuanisko was he didn't say by Shuanisko the Eifer is going to be Mutar. The Eifer is going to be also by Shuanisko. He just meant to say, don't tell me we're talking about a little apple. Obviously, we're talking about big items. We're talking about tremendous items. That was his whole raya. So I'll go upon him. The Rashba doesn't think the Ramban's teretz is right for technical reasons, textual reasons, perhaps conceptual reasons. He doesn't buy into his own teretz. So comes the Rashba says, I'll tell you what the emissary teretz is. Restavra, the la'olam ein mekudeshes afilu kitcha b'saw shel peres orma. You have an entire pile, a saw, 100 barrels of peres of orla, ein mekudeshes. You know why? Mishum dahashta mia leis lehudamim. Says the Rashba, what's the price, what's the going price on a barrel of apples of Orla? Zero. You know why? The Asa L'Mochram. How do you determine whether something is worth something? What's the going price in the market? Again, this is back to the point that Tisha mentioned. Wait a second. In the Jewish market or the Goyish market? So, talking about the Jewish shuk or the Arab shuk. So the answer is, obviously the Mochram is Nikbal Lefi, the Jewish shuk. That's the premise of the entire Mishnah. So L'maisa, if I would come in and say, I want to, the chassan standing under the chuppah is holding on to, he's got a bag of apples. And he says, I want to use this for kedushin. Can anyone tell me what the price of this apple is? Anyone like to buy apples? Not a word from anybody. It's true. The non-Jewish guy who's setting up the lights for the photographer, he'll say, I'll buy the apple. Man, that's a haste of that. He said, nobody and none of the from people there will buy the apples. That's called Ein Bem Sheva Pruta. So says the Rashba, in the world right now, those apples are worthless. The Emishum Ephraim, are you going to tell me that it could be? I'll go when the caterer was making ashes for under the chuppah, so we'll make a few extra ashes, we'll maybe make a pile of apples, and we'll sell the apples. I'll tell you a secret. I said, the ashes under the chuppah, I would sometimes pay more than a pruta for ashes under the chuppah. I've been, as Masada Kedushin, I've been sometimes where the caterer forgets to make the ashes, Yenim forgets, the Shemenim forgets to make the ashes, all of a sudden they're running. One time I had the chuppah was coming to an end. They were already getting wound up, seeing Meshkechech. There were still the ashes hadn't arrived yet. I would have paid a pruta for those ashes. So comes the Rashba and says, the ashes down the line are going to be worth a pruta. Says the Rashba. So, imishum efron, ha'ena ba'olam. But they're not here now. The ashes don't exist. Ulechi koli lei kegufa harina dami for lozel bashikitcha ba'ol hilchem kudeshes. Says the Rashba, you have to identify what is the Kesef Kedushin? Like you stand in the Chuppah, or there the Tabazin, you identify it. I mean, you don't necessarily really have to, didn't have to identify exactly what it is, but it's understood. When you're handing a woman a ring, you're being Mekadoshah with the ring. When you're handing a woman an apple, you're being Mekadoshah with an apple. The fact that the apple right now is not fit for Kedusha because it doesn't have a Shavu Prut to do it. But if you take it to the back and you burn it and you make a pile of ashes and you'll be able to sell it for fertilizer and give you 20 steps. That's all very nice. But that's almost like a Dovish Lomar Yoylo. Like a Gufa Charidim. That's another thing already. That's something different. That's not the case of Kedusha. That's in the Ramban who said, it's all a game of dollars and cents. Just figure out simply how much is it now. Worth could be ascertained by the future worth as well, says the Rashba. But that's not what you're in the Kaddish Shabbat. You be the Kaddish Shabbat worth right now. And right now, by Shehu Shom, it's not called the proof.
Rabbi, just one quick question.
Yeah.
According to the Ramban, would he take what he said into something else, meaning like if you gave a few things that were worth less than a Shavu Pruta, but if you put them together, they would be worth more than a Pruta? According to the Ramban, would that be okay?
Maybe according to the Ramban, that wouldn't be, right? You do look a little bit to the future. So although there is an important machlokes, both textual machlokes, what's in the Mishnah, Mishnah machlokes, wherein lies the chisaron of the Kaddish Baal of Kedei Kerem. One thing is clear, both from the Ramban and the Rashba, they both have their eyes set on the magic of a Pruta. Both the Ramban and the Rashba are viewing the problem of a Kaddish B'Sirei Noah. The deficiency of a Kaddish B'Sirei Noah is the lack of a Pruta Shabbat. They're having a fascinating machlokes about how to determine whether there is or is not a Pruta. So Ramban had a much more expansive understanding of we can take things that are not really a Pruta and hocus pocus turn them into being worth a Pruta. Because the Rashba says, no, you can't. The Rashba says, if it's not a Pruta now, it's not going to help what's going to happen down the line. But both the Ramban and the Rashba are focusing on Pruta. They're defining Pruta slightly different, but the emphasis is clearly on the Shavu Pruta Shabbat, which seems to be going down route number three in our sugya, which seems to be the focus is not, nobody said the word Eino Shalom yet. Nobody said the term Eino Bishuso yet. Neither the Ramban or the Rashba talked that language. They both talked the language of Shavu Pruta, trying to figure out, do we not have a Shavu Pruta? But now, if we take a look at the Ritva and the fifth of the Ramban Kamas, it's a long, long, long Ritva. But you look at the last paragraph of the Ritva. Or possibly Tosus there. There are some who say that, yeah, Itaka would work, but there's a lot of ashes, Itaka would work. Umri, his Rebbe, the Ritva's Rebbe Muk was the Ra'ah. Ra'ah was a Talmud of the Ramban. He was the Baal Pulk of the Rashba. The Ra'ah and the Rashba were to fight it out a lot. The Ra'ah for many, many years was the supposed Mechaber, the Sefer HaChinuch, and then in the later years they realized that probably wasn't even true. But whether he did or did not write the Sefer HaChinuch is irrelevant. He was still one of the Gedolei Olam, one of the Gaonim, from the period of the Rishonim. And he was the Rebbe Muvak of the Ritva. So Mori, Nun Reish Vavitz, Natir, Rechmano Parke, still alive. So Mori, T-Rates, the Afiliyesh Be'efren Sheva Pruta, even if there's a lot of Efer there, it's still not going to work. It sounds like almost like the Rashba about to talk. We're getting all geared up to hear the Rashba's teretz. We're expecting somebody to say along the lines of, well, it's a Dovish L'Mal Yolam, it's a Gufacher. No, that's not what the girl says. Kev the Hashta Leis Behudin Mamon, Einu Mekudeshes, the Chilis Sarif Lehu Levarinu, Lav Dideinu, V'chalakadim Zach B'Yefron. Says the Rashba, I'm sorry, says the Ritva, in the name of the Ra'ah, I have an apple. And I wanted to cash Isha with the apple. And lo and behold, the apple, I think they have 20 apples. I'll burn the apples, I'll pull together more than a pruta worth of Efer. So the Masada Kedushin asked me two questions on the Chop. He asked me, is it worth a pruta? And he asked me, does it belong to me? So it gets tricky. Which question do I answer properly? So when he says to me, is it worth a pruta? I say, Rabbi, of course it's worth the pruta. Even though right now it's not worth the Buddha, but it's going to be burnt. And in 10 minutes from now, it's going to be worth it. You got 20 pounds of ashes, that's worth $100. So the Sadaqdi says, good, okay, master check. It's worth the Buddha. Then the Sadaqdi asks me the next tricky question. What's that? He says, does it belong to you? Now the other guy's hesitating. Well, Rabbi, the way it is now, it doesn't belong to me. For sure, the apple doesn't belong to me. It's Isurah Enoch.